Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, September 11th, and futures are pointing to a slightly higher open this morning. The market seems to be carrying some of that upward momentum from yesterday.
It really does. Yesterday was a fascinating session. We saw Oracle's strong earnings push the S&P and NASDAQ to record highs, but then a late day fade. We finished well off the highs, which tells me there's still some hesitation out there.
Right, and that momentum was also helped by a surprisingly cool producer price index reading. The PPI actually came in negative, which nobody saw coming. Deflationary numbers are always a big deal.
A huge deal. And that sets the stage perfectly for the main event today. All eyes are on the clock, waiting for 8:30 a.m. Eastern. That's when we get the August Consumer Price Index report, the CPI, along with the weekly jobless claims.
So, this is the big one. How much is this data really going to move the needle? I mean, it feels like a Fed rate cut next week is already a done deal.
You're spot on. A 25 basis point cut is fully priced in. Today's data isn't likely to change that. But what it will do is shape the narrative for what comes next. The market is betting on two more cuts after this one, and that's where a hot CPI number could really stir the pot and create some volatility.
Got it. So not about September, but about the rest of the year. While we wait for that data, what did we see overnight? How are the global markets setting us up?
It was a mostly positive session in Asia. Japan's Nikkei actually hit a fresh record, which is impressive. China's Shanghai Composite also had a strong showing, up 1.7%. Europe is also trading in the green across the board, waiting for their own central bank update from the ECB.
A sea of green overseas, we like to see that. Now let's talk about individual stocks. Any big earnings reports we should be watching?
It's a relatively light morning for earnings, but we did get numbers from Lovesac and Oxford Industries, which are seeing some positive reactions. More importantly for the healthcare space, Centene reaffirmed its guidance ahead of an investor meeting. That provides a nice bit of stability for the stock.
Okay, let's get to the really big movers, the pre-market gappers. Who's flying this morning?
Opendoor, ticker OPEN, is absolutely exploding. It's up almost 30%. They appointed a new CEO from Shopify, and the market is clearly loving the news. We're also seeing Wolfspeed, WOLF, surge 15% on the launch of a new commercial product.
Wow, 30% is a massive move. What about on the downside? Who's getting hit?
It's looking painful for Avidity Biosciences, RNA. The stock is down over 20%. This is a classic story. They announced a proposed public offering of $500 million of common stock. The mere mention of dilution sends shareholders running for the exits.
That'll do it every time. Now, I'm seeing a lot of headlines around the biggest company in the world, Apple. It seems like a real mixed bag this morning.
It's a total tug of war. On one hand, you have positive reports that Apple is replacing some Broadcom chips with its own in-house designs and that it plans to continue hiking iPhone prices. That's bullish. But then you have two separate analyst downgrades hitting the wires this morning. So investors are trying to figure out which narrative wins.
That is fascinating. What about the chip space? I see NVIDIA got an upgrade.
It did. D.A. Davidson upgraded NVIDIA to a buy, so the AI momentum story is alive and well. But in a sign of divergence, its competitor AMD was downgraded. So it's not a simple buy-all chips market. Analysts are getting more selective.
All right, so let's tie this all together. We have a market in a holding pattern, waiting for CPI, with some wild single-stock stories underneath. What's the game plan for the open?
The key word is patience. The technical analysis shows both the SPY and QQQ are in a consolidation phase, just moving sideways. We are waiting for a catalyst, and that catalyst is the CPI report at 8:30. For the SPY, watch support at 653 and resistance near 654. A decisive break of either of those levels after the data could set the trend for the entire day.
So the advice is to not get chopped up in the minutes before the print?
Exactly. Don't try to front run the number. Let the dust settle. The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish. But that caution is critical. If we get a friendly number, look for entries on tech and AI names on any initial pullback. Don't just chase the first green candle you see.
Excellent. So the bottom line, CPI is the main event at 8:30. Watch the key levels on the major indexes and keep an eye on the big movers like Opendoor and the conflicting signals on Apple.
That's the playbook for today. The market is giving us clear levels and a clear catalyst. Now we just have to wait for the bell and the data. Be nimble out there.
Fantastic insight, as always. That is all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.